This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. We are now in the fourth week of Michigan's stay-at-home order, and communities all over the state have been in a holding pattern, with some essential workers still on the job making sure we can stay fed and stay healthy, some businesses allowing people to do work from home, and many, many others at a crippling standstill. As Governor Whitmer has just extended the stay-at-home order through April 30th, some state leaders have suggested the state needs to plan on getting Michigan back to work sooner rather than later, among them Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey and our guest right now, Senator Dale Zorn from Ida, and he joins us by phone. Senator Zorn, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you.
First off, how are you and all your folks and your staff doing?
We're doing okay. They're working remotely and taking care of constituent problems and answering a lot of questions concerning the shutdown and the stay-at-home directive. Many businesses are very concerned. The farming industry is having lots of problems, and it's just time to help people get back to normal lives.
Can you say more about that? You have said within the past couple of days you feel that Governor Whitmer's latest extension of the stay-at-home order goes too far.
Yes, I believe it does. There's really quite a few businesses that could be open that does not have personal contact with people. And I don't see any reason why those businesses could not operate. Those businesses that could be operating would absolutely help the unemployment, help to keep that down. It would help the revenue of the state and of every local government that's going to be impacted by the loss of revenue. And I think it also will help people maybe become a little more relaxed on this issue will come to an end. And I'm certain that it will. We have coped very well with it. People are coping very well with it, and I think in the end it's going to be a very, very good test of our faith in government, and perhaps it should be a lesson in history that it doesn't take long for a government takeover, and it can be done without firing a shot.
What are you hearing from your constituents right now?
On Friday, we had a teletown hall, and we had over 3,400 people that participated in that call, which is really huge numbers for a teletown hall. I don't think I've ever had one that's been over 100 or more. But this one, we had 3,400 people that called in that had questions on the virus. I had a doctor along with me. It was all done remotely. To Dr. Bell from Newport, he answered questions concerning the virus and the medical side of it, and of course I talked about the economy and unemployment. But that's telling with that many people that was on the call that our citizens of Michigan is very concerned with what's going on.
When you talk about the concerns that some kind of government takeover is going on, can you help us understand what might be informing those worries?
You know, I think it's just the fact that government throughout the nation, it's not just here in Michigan, but throughout the nation has set these policies in place to prohibit movement of people. And I don't want to take away the seriousness of the disease because it is very serious. And we have to apply social distancing and those things, using masks and that. But that doesn't mean we have to totally close down our states. It doesn't mean that those that can work that doesn't have contact with people could not work, such as selling automobiles over the Internet, selling flowers over the Internet. And not having any contact with people when they deliver those items. We have to as individuals, we have to take some personal responsibility. And I think people have as a whole has learned that this is very serious. And they've taken a lot of responsibility to make sure that they remain safe and their families remain safe. But that doesn't mean that there isn't safe ways to operate a business.
Do you think that Monroe County's industries, including manufacturing and retail, will be able to actually restart before a broader epidemic slows down? A lot of these fields, you know, you're working in cooperation with people in other parts of the state or other parts of the country.
Yes, and in the policy that the governor has in place, those companies that support other companies with product, that is the essential products, can remain open. I think every business is an essential business on what they do. Take, for instance, these box stores now that have been told they can't sell paint, even though people still come to that store for some other essential product. There's people that want to buy paint to paint a room during their time off. It would also help those people emotionally to stay busy. I think it's a much bigger picture than what our governor is looking at. And I understand her ideas of trying to keep everyone safe. I get that. But I think there just comes a point where we can have a safe workplace, as many businesses have done outside of the state. The idea of not having people able to do anything is not sitting well with those that love those freedoms that we have in this country.
There are people out there who feel that the virus is maybe a hoax or at least overblown. But the situation in Michigan's metro area hospitals is really dire right now, and we're seeing some real overwhelm, not to mention hundreds of healthcare workers getting sick. Is this not the time to be listening to what doctors and medical scientists have to say about staying home being the best way forward?
Absolutely, and it's not a hoax. This is very real. Here on the east side of Michigan, it's much more intensified than it is on the west side. In fact, on the west side of the state, most hospitals are not doing elective surgeries, and they're putting some medical services off. But on the west side of the state, we have nurses and medical personnel that's being laid off because of the reductions of service that they've had to follow. So that's not good either. If the hospital's not tied up with the virus patients, then they absolutely should go back and start providing medical services for those that need it.
How would you feel about a geographic approach to reopening certain kinds of businesses?
I think that'd be an excellent way to start reopening Michigan. I can tell you that when I was on the Monroe County Board of Commissioners, we had an airline crash in the county. And I was chairman of the county board at that time. And we had to put in place a state of emergency. But rather than putting it affecting the entire county, it was just a limited area where the accident happened that I did that with. You know, as long as people can maneuver in a safe way, we need to continue going forward.
Would you say the virus outbreak has changed how you think about the way Michigan communities are connected with each other, or just given you pause to consider it?
Absolutely it does. This is a very small world, and it's even a smaller state. And I think our habits in the future will change. I think you will see people wearing masks like they do in Europe. They've done that for decades. It's very similar to a terrorist threat. In Europe, people have been trained to watch for things that don't look right. We've never had to do that here in America. And with this virus, I believe that we will be on the lookout and preparing ourselves and providing a little more individual responsibility to react to viruses as well as other events.
We should mention that the state legislature has not been untouched by this. One lawmaker has died, and I believe one staffer for State Senator Pete Lucido succumbed to the virus as well. Tell us about what you're doing to keep yourself and your family safe right now.
Well, we're adhering to the self-distancing. And when we do go to the store, we try to remain 6 feet away from each other. And, you know, I think we can do that. I am disappointed with the governor's actions that during our session last week, everyone on the floor had a mask on. Everyone did, except for the lieutenant governor. When you watched the governor's news conferences, there's staff that's standing next to her or sitting next to her. You know, I think we have to lead by doing what we suggest, and I would hope that our leaders would accept that and follow their own policies.
Senator Zorn, we really appreciate your time, and we wish you the best of health through all this.
Thank you, and I wish everyone there the same.
Senator Dale Zorn, Republican from Idaho.